Jacka News, you need to know now.
Johannesburg 28, Pretoria 27, Polokwane 29.
The taxi shooting that happened out Soweto's side has led to a road closure. N1 Imink Drive, Soweto Highway, closed till 8 p.m. And Bethaview N3 North, we've still got that slow-moving traffic and the link to the N12 East at Galulis.
National Police Commissioner Nhlanhla Mkhwanazi says even the National Director of Public Prosecutions, Shamila Batoi, was in the dark about the true status of the Political Killings Task Team. This after its disbandment by Police Minister Senzo Mchunu. Anasasi Mohobu has more.
Mkhwanazi also read a letter from KZN NPA head Elaine Harrison, who raised concern that her office was not informed about the disbandment of the task team.
Upon inquiry regarding the existence of the task team, there was no clear response except that he noted that members of the task team have indicated to him that they will finalize the outstanding cases on the court roll.
Harrison further warned that with local government elections set for 2026, political violence, whether within parties or between them, could resurface. Anastasi Mohobu, Jackrand FM News in Pretoria.
Now, at the same time, the Pretoria High Court today heard former President Jacob Zuma's challenge against President Cyril Ramaphosa's questioning the legality of Senzo Mchunu's leave and special leave and the appointment of Feroz Khuchalia as the acting police minister. Mchunu was placed on special leave in July following Mkhwanazi's explosive allegations. For more, go to jackarandfm.com and click on news. To Diepkloof in Soweto now, where law enforcement officers are still on the scene of a shooting. It's a suspected taxi-related shooting. The 58-year-old victim is a well-known taxi boss who was shot dead. Here's the police's Mavela Masondo.
As the police report a taxi violence task team that is investigating cases that are related to taxi violence. For now, this case, as soon as it is confirmed that it's related to taxi violence, it will be taken to by that task team that will start with the investigation.
That audio is courtesy of the SABC. Now, traffic in the area is being affected. Here's Johannesburg Metro Police spokesperson Kolani Fietler.
Both directions on the route being blocked off to traffic between the N1 and Imink Drive. Emergency personnel and law enforcement officials are currently on the scene. And motorists are advised to exercise patience and caution and to avoid Soweto Highway as vehicles are being diverted at the N1 and Imink Drive.
South Africans could be in for some good news today. The Reserve Bank is expected to announce its latest decision on the repo rate, and some economists predict a cut. Here's Sanlam economist Arthur Kemp.
Inflation expectations still remain sticky. Although inflation expectations have been drifting lower at 4.2% for both 2026 and 2027, average inflation expectations at 4.2% still remain well above the intended new target of the Reserve Bank of 3%. That new target also still needs to be formalized.
An official announcement is expected in the next hour. French protesters are staging a day of nationwide disruption. This over President Emmanuel Macron's budget policies. Mass protests are expected, transport chaos and clashes between police and demonstrators. And finally, hundreds of people sharing the same first name, Ryan, met up in New York for the second ever Ryan Toberfest. Ryan Meetup is a national organization in America that frequently organizes events catering to people with the first name, which is Ryan. The event this past Saturday attracted Ryans from all over the world, including South Africa, or rather, should I say, Australia. I'm Chanel September Moniz at 4.
That was funny. Alrighty.
Our name's Ryan.
The French are glad to die for love. They delight in fighting duels. Why am I telling you? And why am I telling you a story over the soundtrack of Diamonds Are a Girl's Best Friend?